Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports, betting, and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs. Just really excited about it. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hello?
Yosef, it's Gary V and you're on the Ask Gary V Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're tremendous. You watching the show?
No, I closed it.
How was it, though, before you left and broke our hearts?
It was awesome.
But it's the customer's always right, so it must have sucked.
No. I was doing a couple of homeworks. That's why.
Homework?
I'm an undergrad. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You picked homework on a Friday night over the Ask Gary Vee Show live on fucking Facebook?
Yeah, because I can watch it later on. That's why.
He won. Wow. He won. Yosef, you're off to a good start, brother. What's your question for the guys? Or I?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a question? You put your phone number in.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, how do you keep yourself motivated and, like, you keep going? Like, I keep watching your videos, and, like, after, it, like, an hour, I just go, like, there's no more, you know? It just goes away.
Okay, so you watch a video, you get pumped as fuck for an hour, but then it goes away is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you guys answer first on how you guys personally motivate yourselves.
Personally, I think motivation is all tied to finding something in life that you're passionate about.
Yep.
And it's tied to effort.
Okay.
So like for us, we just work 24/7. We love what we're doing. And it's gotten to a point now.
You're motivated by actually loving the process.
The process is amazing. We don't want this to end.
Ever.
Ever. It's weird. People ask us now, you know, would you sell the company? We don't even know that answer anymore.
Right. Because
we just love it. Every single day is amazing. So find something you're passionate about and you can put the effort in.
Cole?
Yeah, I just have an insane ambition. Like, I want to be the best in the world. So it's hard. It's like, even like the announcement with you, like, everyone's like, wow, was that like the best year of your life?
I'm like, no, it's like, fucking shit. It's like a blip.
We celebrated maybe for 5 minutes. We did a high five and we went right back to work. It's, yeah, I don't know.
It's the ambition.
Yeah,
for you, it's ambition.
It's
for
ambition.
You, it's the love of the process.
Yeah, it's the love
for
of
you,
the process.
And obviously, there's a lot of things everyone, you have ambition,
yeah.
You love the process, but your answer is ambition.
Yeah, I want to be all time the greatest, so. Yeah.
Yosef, for me, what's interesting is I'm gonna go a different angle because I think it's gonna help a lot of people that watch my shit. I'm super humbled, as you can imagine, that I can be an energy boost. You know, watching a video of mine, much better move than doing some fucking Coke or drinking some fucking Red Bull, right? Like, I'm excited by that, right? But the reason that people aren't sustained, you know, by my content in the scenario that you preached is because you're using it as a band-aid instead of fixing the issue at hand. Now, couple things. I'd like to ask you this because of the way you set up this conversation. You might not be motivated as fuck right now and maintaining it because you're actually in a phase of your life when you're eating some crow to set up the next thing.
Can I ask him something? Have you found your passion yet? Because I feel like once you find your passion, it's hard for that motivation to kind of die.
All I know, I want to do something that helps people, but I'm trying to like find either like a health field, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah,
like I haven't decided. Like I'm studying.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
I'm a sophomore right now in Rutgers, and I'm not sure what major. All I know, I'm like I want to go into the health field, but I'm not sure which specific. Because I want to give back to the people. Like, I'm American Egyptian. I want to go back to Egypt and help out over there because the healthcare system is just sucks over there, kind of.
So a couple things. I think I'm glad you asked that question, Jeff, because I think that led into like my entire thesis. My intuition is, look, if you want to be in the health field today in 2018, mm-hmm. unlike being an entrepreneur, you do have to go to college. Like you know, like, and maybe I'm undereducated on the whole field, and so I don't know, but like intuitively, like if you want to go to a top doctor, you know, hospital, it's hard for me to think like you're coming off the, like 18-year-old me and be like, yo, fuck college, I'm not going to med school, like, yo, hire me, dog, I'm pure talent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's playing out. Like, I don't know if that's a 2019 playing out. Maybe 2027, maybe some entrepreneurs or some rogue fuckers start a hospital that's like all about like just evaluating on some intuition shit. I don't know, but right now I feel like it actually, your question and where I was going, Yosef, maybe what you're doing right now is you can't get macro motivated because you're in the eating shit phase. You're gonna check the box at Rutgers to find the thing, then go to pre-med. Like, you might know that you're in fucking year one and two of an 8-year fucking window of eating shit before you get to actually do the thing you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I was unmotivated as fuck in high school.
Same.
Like, outrageously unmotivated. All I was doing was going through that process to get me to the time, and where I found my motivation was on my side hustle, and that's why I got D's and F's, because I literally was trying to sell baseball cards and study wine in every minute of my life that I could get away with it. If I had a passive teacher who didn't give a fuck, like, I was 100% studying baseball cards and wine every class. And I don't mean like, haha, and Gary was, I mean, open the fucking Beckett baseball card guide or the Wine Spectator, sit in class and read it, hoping my teacher wouldn't say something. So I think you might just be in the eating crow era. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Don't yeah me. Like, does that make sense? Or like,
yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
And are you okay? Yeah. Are you okay with that? That becomes the thing. Like, I was okay with giving up. You know, the reason why I shit on everybody and come so hard is I was okay with giving up my 20s and mid 30s to give back to my parents. I was okay with that. And everybody else, like, so many else are just like trying to do all the funnest stuff and like have everything. Like, I was okay with paying 15 years of due. Sinan, I look at, dude, you know how much respect I have for you on this, man. You were okay with commuting from fucking New York, shitty New York, I assume, to fucking Jersey to work at Wine Library for 10 or 11, $5 an hour, whatever fuck it was, because you were like, fuck it, I'm gonna eat shit for a year and hope Gary's not full of shit and puts me on. You were okay with that. And cleaning the floor. I know how it is at Wine Library. I did it too. So, like, I know what dad's up to there. Like, you know, like, so I think the question you have to ask yourself, if you're so ideological that you're gonna go back to fucking Egypt and save the fucking healthcare system of Egypt, well, then guess what? Eating shit in university in America for 7 years in your 20s is minor leagues to the ambition coming out of your fucking mouth, my guy.
Gotcha.
Every single class in the medical pocket, and when you find that one thing you like, then you're gonna penetrate that one pocket.
Or take every fucking class that has nothing to do with medical and realize junior year in fucking Rutgers that you're a fucking poet.
That too. Try everything.
For sure I'm not.
Right. So, like, listen.
I hate writing.
But you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Like, I think the important part, like the money shot of this was like, is the ambition coming out of your mouth something that you're willing to pay the dues for? I am so bent out of shape, tired of fucking hyperbole spitting out of people's mouths of what they're gonna do, and then when they have to go and put in the thing to get them there, they fucking balk. Because I'll tell you this, Yousef, this is about the rewiring of perspective. You might float into happiness and motivation for the rest of your life if you understand on this Friday night that the game is having the tolerance to eat the shit to get you in position to do the thing.
Facts.
Word.
What do you think? Talk with me here. Talk with me. I'm into this.
I totally agree with you.
So how is it processing? Is it processing like, oh fuck, that might be right, fuck it, I'm gonna like go all in and I'm gonna find pockets of like playing 2K or going on dates, or like I'll appease myself in the 2 hours I get to myself outside of this crazy education thing that I have to check the box on for the next 6 years because I'm gonna go fucking save the Egyptian fucking medical world? Or are you saying like, oh shit, do I wanna change the Egyptian medical world? Or both?
Both, kinda, yeah.
Cool, man. I mean, I think that's super right. That's exactly what your fucking 20s is supposed to be. You don't have to fucking figure it out. But I think what you need to think about is a lot of 20-year-olds get real ideological. And like, one thing you may want to think about is it even capable of fixing the Egyptian medical world? Because I'll tell you what really is scary to me. When I hear you talk, I've had drinks with the 46-year-old version of you, Youssef. And you know what the 46-year-old version of you has said to me? Oh fuck, I wish that I knew that there was no chance of changing the Egyptian medical world. So one thing I would tell you to do very carefully is while you're going through this process, audit the reality of your playing field to see if what you're actually saying is even fucking possible.
That's a big problem. Right. There's smaller problems within that problem. That's why I would
correct
it, find a pocket where you can solve something small that can contribute.
I think that's right.
Solving the bigger
I think
problem.
That's right.
Yep.
I think, you know, when you're 20, you're going to rule the world, right?
Yep.
As you should. I love it. I want everybody to. But where I'm going with is a level of practicality that doesn't trap you, that you wait. What people do when they're ideological is they're faced with something at 31 where like, oh, fuck, all of this is bullshit.
Facts again.
Yeah.
You see where we're going, Youssef?
Yeah, I see you.
And the reason this is all easy for me to give you is it's based on the 1 hour boost of motivation. The reason it fades is because it's a band-aid. It's a quick high off my communication style that is wonderful and I'm very proud of it, but it's because we haven't gotten to the root of the thing that you're not able to keep sustained motivation. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
And because it's either you're lying to yourself of like what's coming out of your mouth isn't true in your heart and your brain, or something else. And I really think it's usually like when I hear what you had to say, it's that there's a part of you, the logical part of your brain that's quiet and a voice that whispers to once in a while that says, that's actually not that possible or this and that. And which is why I think, you know, Brazil's talking about it the right way, which is like instead of boiling the ocean, why don't you say like, I'm gonna fucking change the life of 100 Egyptians in the town that my grandparents came from. Now you're like, fuck, I can actually do that.
Not trying to curb your dreams either. It's just something you start there and then you could build upon that.
100%. Or like, look, I said I was gonna buy the New York Jets. Big fucking dream. It's just that I knew there was gonna be a bunch of dog shit for fucking a half a century to get there. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, you know, all the tweets come out when I get salty about a Jets win. Don't worry, Gary, you're gonna buy the Jets in 5 years. I like DM a guy, I'm like, no, I'm not. Not even close.
20.
You know? Yeah. So I think you got to be real with yourself. Youssef, what did you synthesize the last fucking 15 minutes?
Just be logical with myself and just try to find the real thing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And the way to do that, bro, is to taste. I think you and I gave the right advice.
Taste. Try everything.
Taste.
All right.
Like for the people that found it, good. Now quadruple down. For everybody else who's listening to this and be like, fuck, that's me, go fencing. Start a pottery class. Go with like, say hello to 9 people that you've seen on campus 48 times, but you don't know their name.
Youssef, I suck at 80% of things in life, just so you know.
Youssef, I suck at 99% of things in life. I'm being dead serious, my guy. Youssef, you're definitely doing this for you, right? Like, you don't feel like this was instilled by, like, mom or aunt or sister
or
some documentary. Cool. Good.
I like that answer.
Good, man. Now, you just got, listen, if the rules of your game are the game that you're playing, you got to follow them. You can't get out of education to get in a position to do what you want in the current world, so eat it. The same way that I wanted to be in the liquor business and help my dad's business and all the liquor laws did it. These fuckers can ship. When they talk, do you understand how angry I get that they can ship art anywhere and I couldn't ship wine to Pennsylvania and Boston and all these places? People don't know what I hated it. But guess what? I chose to fucking get into my dad's liquor business so I don't get to cry that I couldn't ship wine to all these places. No That's problem. The business I'm in. You don't get to cry that you have to do school for the next 7 years and you fucking hate it. You want to save fucking Egypt.
You just went to go save Egypt. You left us.
Youssef, are you ghost?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Oh, were you like letting that settle in?
Yeah.
And what came out of you settling that fucking statement? What came out on the other side of your thoughts?
I just have to rethink and like realize if it's my real dream or it's just kind of, as you said, like my 20s thing.
Yeah, or let me give you a good one, bro. Let's like get to the real point. This is probably ultimately, now I'm starting to realize why the fuck I kept you on the phone. Or is it a dream that you subconsciously liked the way it positioned you amongst others?
No, every time if I think it like that, I just like shove it down because I don't want like no fame. I just want to do it just for the people.
Not the fame, brother. Not the fame. The way that your mom, dad, sister, person you like, six homies, your inner 11. Fuck fame. Do you think that maybe this is your ambition because you like the admiration of the inner 11 when they look at you when you say you're gonna do this?
No, I don't think so.
Good, that's great.
Because that's a big problem early in the game.
That's a huge problem for a lot of people, and I'm pumped, that's great. This is why, you see how thoughtful these questions are? Like I'm listening to you, like I believe you. Like, honestly, yeah. I thought there was a good chance that that was the answer, I'm not kidding. But when you answer, I'm like, cool, I actually feel that, that's good. So like, these are the, this is the process. This is the process that everybody needs to do. Thoughtful questions, real life questions. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Help me one more time, because I think you're gonna help a lot of kids out there, bro. What, one more time, I know you said it, but like, where are you at right now? I know I'm milking this, but I'm loving it because I think it really will help.
What, can you repeat the question again?
100%. Sorry. What's on your fucking mind right now?
I just want to get my grades straight, just focus on that, get into the best school, make connections, try to like do my plan and my dream.
Love it. That's it. Let me tell you a couple things you're gonna love. I'm a bigger believer in serendipity than I am on the brand positioning of these schools. Let me explain. Don't burn yourself out trying to get certain grades that may not come natural to you, because these are the four best medical schools and you're gonna go to number 17. Because let me promise you one thing, the way you said it, you can find the person that's gonna cure cancer at school number 17 just as easily as you can at school number one. So when I heard you say network, a lot of times people think you gotta go to school number one and two, but the way the world's transforming and the way that schools value certain data versus the data that actually is gonna play out over the next 30 years, my recommendation to you is not do the bare minimum, but I would be far closer to do the bare minimum than I would to strive to something that's unachievable from a GPA, because you're gonna fucking burn your life out trying to get a 3.1 instead of a 2.9. And at the end of the day, school number 11 in Connecticut is not going to be the delta you think to school 21 in Virginia. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Serendipity will trump that every day.
2.1 GPA, great network.
Yeah, 1.7, man. Shit network, but I could do it myself. All right, Yusef, thanks, man.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness. I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, "The level of value in Gary's podcast is incredible. From marketing, social media, business opportunities, emerging opportunities, he doesn't hold anything back. Thanks, Gary." No, thank you for that amazing review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.